As of today, we have 9 candidates with valid nominations, and these are from 9 political parties. Amongst them, there's the FDA, the Green Party, FDD, NAREP, UNIP, Fourth Revolution, UPND, PF, and the Christian Democratic Party, which is CDP. We're still open to receive nominations, and the nominations come to a close on Tuesday at 17 hours. That's 5 p.m. in the afternoon. But in the meantime, there are 3 aspiring candidates that have withdrawn their intention to file for nominations, and these are from the Nationalist Party, the Democratic Front, and the National Revolution Party.
How are preparations so far ahead of the elections from the Electoral Commission of Zambia?
We are on course with our preparations. As soon as we finish with the filing of the nominations on Tuesday, then we will proceed to prepare with the printing of the ballot papers, which will be done in South Africa with a company called Renform CC. We've used them to print ballot papers for by-elections. And then also in terms of the other election materials that we need, booths and so forth, we have already received additional supplies for the items that we were running low on. And we've already finished the distribution of the bulky items, the non-security items like ballot boxes, tables, chairs and so forth, tents to the districts. We've also engaged with ZAF because now the rains have started. And come the 20th of January, we'll be in the middle of the rainy season. So some areas will be inaccessible by road. And therefore, we've engaged the Zambia Air Force to help us with the delivery of personnel and staff and collection after the polls.
So do you have adequate funds that you will need to administer this vote? And are some of your international partners helping in this effort?
Yes, we do have adequate funding. Our total budget is about 344 million kwacha, which is about 60 million US dollars. And we've received supplementary assistance from the cooperating partners through a basket fund that will be coordinated by the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, here in Lusaka. And we've received commitment to a tune of about 2.8 million US dollars. And the donors that are contributing to this fund are the UNDP itself, then DFID from the UK, then Irish Aid, Japan, Sweden, and US Aid. So this is supplementary to what will be funded by our own treasury.
Are there any measures that the ECZ might have developed to resolve cases of electoral malpractices if they should arise in this presidential vote?
Yes, we have, Peter. We still have in place our conflict management committees, both at national and district level. Each district has a conflict management committee. So where there will be complaints pertaining to electoral malpractices or any other complaints that the candidates and political parties may have, these are initially supposed to be channeled through the conflict management committees. If the complaints cannot be resolved at district level, then they are referred to the national committee, which sits in Lusaka. And if it cannot be resolved by the national committee, or people are dissatisfied with the decision of or the recommendation of the national committee, then it's referred to the commission to deal with. And if the parties or a party is still not satisfied with the outcome, with the outcome in the manner in which their complaint is dealt with, then the only other course is by way of an election petition, and that can only be done after the election. In addition to that, there are those malpractices which may require the intervention of the police. And in that instance, then the police step in and will arrest and charge persons who there is a complaint against if the need arises. For instance, if it involves assault or if it's an extreme case of pulling down posters and so forth. But usually the electoral malpractices we experience are the pulling down of posters, disturbing of campaign rallies. And of course, there's the issue of vote buying. That is a criminal offense, and people risk being arrested if they are caught out and also being in possession of another person's voter ID and national ID without a reasonable explanation can also give cause or give rise to an arrest. So these are some of the measures that are in place. And of course, the commission is proactive and does admonish or reprimand should the need arise.